From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Iraqi capital, protesters withdrew from Baghdad's highly secured Green Zone, seat of the central government and foreign embassies, where they had staged a sit-in since Saturday. The protesters, led by Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, briefly occupied parliament after weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Sadr has been demanding a new government of technocrats and reform. Parliamentary Speaker Salim al-Jabouri called on the country's political parties to back reform. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has been unable to deliver real change as political parties block the majority of his lists of candidates. James Jeffrey, former U.S. diplomat posted to Baghdad, says the political infighting pits Sadr against supporters of former Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
First of all, they were the forces of former Prime Minister Maliki, who didn't want to see Abadi's reform program carried out because it undercuts Maliki's power in the parliament. And the other is Muqtada al-Sadr's group, which wanted to see even more technocratic members of parliament and even more of an overturning of the political party landscape in the parliament and in the government.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for bombing Sunday that killed more than 30 in the southern city of Samawa. The death toll from a building collapse in Nairobi has risen to at least 16, with many said to still be trapped in the rubble. The residential structure, built next to a river, is believed to have given way following torrential rains. It had earlier been condemned, but had not yet been torn down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, who visited the rubble site on Saturday, said the people inside the building died unnecessarily and their deaths, he said, were caused by corruption. This is VOA News.